Hello, Ariana.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. And yourself?
Good, very good.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. Are you ready to go?
We are, yep.
Okay, so I suppose I should start with a bit of an introduction. We're just going to hit the ground running, if that's all right. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, no worries. Let's do it.
Okay, so welcome, listeners. Today I am speaking with Ariana Edmonds, the founder and CEO of Naturally Goat. We're going to talk about several different things, and I'm going to really let Ariana run with it for now. So let's just dive in, Ariana. And okay, so, you know, what's a little bit of your background that you can share with the listeners, please?
Yeah. So I grew up in a small dairy goat farm. I was very naturally minded, and ever since I was a child, I always sort of had that creative flair. My mother suffered from extremely dry hands and had very sensitive skin. She was unable to use any soap, not even the supposedly natural ones. And it was when I was 15 years old, back in 2015, and I finally decided I was going to make some soap from our very own goat's milk, and I never intended to sell it, you know. after this soap, though, it had such amazing success with my mum's hands and skin. People started asking me, oh, you know, Ariana, would you make us some and sell it to us? And at this point, I realised the need for a range of completely natural, organic and healthy skincare and body care. And I was so disillusioned by products that claimed to be natural but still contained irritants and ingredients that were in fact questionable as to the effects on the health of our body internally and externally. And so that's when Naturally Goat was born.
Okay, so let me jump in there real quick. So how old were you when you made your first cake of goat soap?
Yeah, I was 15 years old.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at your website now. Well, that's pretty cool. So how do you make goat soap? Like, can you just run me through it? Like, is it, it comes out in milk form, I would imagine?
Yeah, so we take the milk from our very own herd of goats. Then we blend that with a mix of high-quality organic oils and so what you call the process of saponification. We do it the old school method, very old traditional style that they used, you know, hundreds of years ago.
Cool.
And it's called a cold process method. So we blend basically the milk and the oils together through a saponification process, and then pour it into a mold. 48 hours later, we can pop it out, and then we sit it on drying racks for about 8 weeks. And you can't use it before then, otherwise it's too harsh on the skin. And after that, we package it and it goes onto the shelving for selling.
Well, that's just so cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, listen, I'm on your website looking at some of your best sellers. And one thing my wife and I have been talking about is, you know, we're trying to go more environmentally friendly. And shampoo bars and that are all the next generation, would you say?
Yeah. Look, they definitely are. They're a big eco-friendly product in a lot of the fans out there, mainly because there's, you know, there's less bottles and packaging going into waste and landfill.
Yeah.
And the other point is that it really does last longer than, you know, obviously a bottle of shampoo would. We do have a liquid shampoo, which is quite economical as well. However, the bar is still by far very popular. It lathers up very quickly. You just rub it straight into your hair. It works great for the ladies' long hair.
Hey, it's not only for ladies, I hope, is it?
No, not just the ladies, but they love it.
I'm just looking at the rosemary and lavender one because my wife has been talking, you know, about getting shampoo bars and things like that. Yeah. So, that's cool. And you got some really, there's a whole lot of products on your website. We've got facial care bundle packs. We got goat concentrated laundry powder.
Over the last 6 years, we've really grown and expanded from just the one bar of soap we once started with. So we now manufacture over 200 products here in Victoria.
Wow.
And, so it ranges from a bar of soap to a hand wash, a body wash, body butters, moisturizers, lotions, facial creams. We've got an entire facial range, an entire hair care range.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's grown from back in the beginning where we had one bar.
Yep. And you know what? Without sounding corny like the TV ad, from little things, big things grow, right?
That's it. Yeah, we ship Australian worldwide now via our Mustard Shop.
Oh, really?
As well as having stockers around Australia, both online, you know, such as Amazon and in stores, so.
Okay, now, just out of curiosity, I know we're sort of in touch and we've come about working together from last year in the peak of COVID and that. How do you approach businesses to stock your products?
Yeah, look, I have to say that recently they've been approaching me, which is awesome.
That's good.
But apart from that, often a phone call to say, hey, let's have a chat, organise a meetup. I did one yesterday with a retail store out about 45 minutes from us. Someone had asked if they could stock our products that had been a customer of theirs, actually, and said, oh, you know, I'd love to be able to buy your products from this store. And so I rang the store up and we've organised to send them some retail and wholesale pricing. And then we'll take it from there. I'll take you some samples. We'll have, you know, a network catch up. And then if they're happy to stock the products, then we take it from there.
And, you know, that's the best sort of lead generation you can have, isn't it? You know, if you've got customers going in the shops going, oh, do you stock XYZ? And they don't, chances are they're going to call you. Or in your case, you called them.
Yep. No, that's right. And sometimes I'll tell, you know, our customers, look, if you want it in a store, pass on our details. Otherwise, it's the case that I'll give them a call and we'll deal with it.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, as you know, I mean, you've got to be proactive,
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think no matter what business you're in and no matter what products or services you sell, you know, a lot of us in business think it's all just going to fall together, but, you know, let's be realistic. It's a lot of hard work, effort, energy.
A lot of long hours, especially in the beginning.
But now it sounds like you're getting to a point where, you know, your online buyers, if you like, or whatever, are asking their local stores, do they stock it? Hence, you're attracting those types of retailers,
exactly. And we even have, you know, an impact system where we give back each year, and last year we were able to donate a certain percentage to a cause which is something very close to my heart, to the 2020 bushfires. So we gave to a family and the wildlife affected by that. So it's great to even have, you know, be able to give back in some way as well.
Well, I agree entirely. You know, it's great to be able to be in a position to give back and be involved with your community, whether it's local or national. You know, I mean, we're all here together doing our things,
absolutely.
So, okay, so, all right, so let's go back. So who, what types of people, you know, buy Naturally Goat products? It's probably a broad question, but woman of your caliber's got it, right?
We've got our persona here. Look, we say that it's for everybody. But having said that, not everybody buys it. So we target mostly the people that have skin conditions, you know, sensitive skin, dry skin, eczema, psoriasis, dermatitis, you name it. But it's perfect for people that we've got products for older people, we've got people products for younger people, for babies, for toddlers, for men, for women. And no matter whether you've got dry skin, oily skin, our products are healthy, they're chemical free, they're eco-friendly, they're biodegradable. And so, you know, if even if you're struggling with a skin condition or you're not, they're perfectly suited to you.
So it sounds like it ticks all the boxes, man.
It does. We really do have products that tick every single box. So it's, I guess, a case of, you know, making sure that we can tell people that and having them realise the benefits to them.
And that's, you know, the hardest thing. I mean, I don't know. Talk to me about competitors. No doubt you have them.
Yeah, we definitely have them. Who doesn't?
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, you've always run your own race.
I know of our competitors, if that makes sense. I know who they are. I know where they are. I think it's a case of, again, as I said before, telling our customers and our potential customers the difference of our product, how we stand out. And I don't like to bag other brands or anything like that, but I just like to have our customers and our client database knowing why we're different, why we do the way we do it, and how it's going to benefit them better than another brand, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, it does make sense. And I think it's, you know, a lot of it is constantly driving those key points of differences across in all your marketing, whatever that is,
Yeah, exactly. So, I was going to say, even in the last year, we've added on three different side brands to keep up with, you know, extra products, if that makes sense, so that we're always on top of the list, having a one-stop shop for everything that they need. So they don't need to go anywhere else if they're happy here.
Well, agreed. And let's be honest, I think there's also enough for everybody. I mean, we've all got competitors, you know.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I think if you focus on what you do best and who you do it for, you can't really go wrong.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Well, that's what keeps me going when I'm crying into my cup of coffee in the morning if things aren't going my way.
That's right.
All right, so let's get into... All right, so here we are with Naturally Goat. So what's the biggest challenge you've had as a female entrepreneur, Ariana? Look, you know, I'm sure you've had a few, but what would be some of the biggest ones?
Look, I actually have to say I've never looked at it from a gender point of view much before, but I believe some of the struggles that I've been through and are currently facing are challenges that I think most business owners and entrepreneurs go through, whether they're male or female, especially in the non-tech space. But, you know, and I've been brought up in a family that values equality in both men and women, you know, and sees the strengths and weaknesses in both.
Right.
So I never felt undermined as a woman in my own family. So I've always grown up with the belief and understanding that it can be done and you have something valuable to offer, whether you're a man or a woman. But I do, however, feel that in general, and I've noticed that society gives men far more respect in the business world. You know, I think men are often taken more seriously than women. And this is something that I've faced being both a young and female entrepreneur. You know, it's perfectly fine for a 20-year-old male, for example, to start up a business and be highly recognized. Yet a female does that, and even as I get, you know, it's just seen as a little girly with a dream that everyone takes, you know, for her to get over and move on. And that's been a big hurdle I've had to jump over.
Okay.
Letting go of people's criticism and opinions, and always feeling like I'm seen as a backyarder, you know, a young girl with a backyard hobby business. And I often really hate when people, you know, ask, oh, how's your little business going, darling? Because, you know, I'm not sure how big it is, how successful I am. People still have this mentality that because you're young and female, there's no point taking you seriously.
Yeah, I'd agree, but I sort of agree with that to a degree, but I'm not in your shoes. I think there's more and more successful female business people out in the world more than ever. I think CEOs, the majority, I think it's the majority or number of female CEOs against males, I think, is evening up with wages, but I could be wrong. Please don't jump on me about that, anybody, but...
No, look, I think you're right. You know, I was thinking about it last night when I was trying to work this all out. You know, I think definitely tables have turned far more now than they ever have. I think, I don't know, I mean, my thinking and feeling, what I've noticed from, you know, my friends and mates that have, you know, in sort of, I guess they're males and I'm female, and I've noticed from them running a business versus me. And I think it comes down to that little bit of, you know, respect and being taken seriously that I still think has a little bit of working on to go in our society. But, I mean, I could be that too.
No, I agree entirely, you know. And you raise a good point about how's your little backyard business. I mean, even myself, I've been in business 17 years and we're not the biggest or, you know, anything like that. And we don't want to be, but it's always, oh, how's your little business going? And people, I suppose it's the perception that we give it. You know, no one sees the hours, the work, you know, the stress. Yeah, you know, I mean, like all of us, you know, there are stressful times, but these are the, well, those are the times that you rise to the challenge that yeah. help you grow, yeah?
Oh, exactly, definitely, yeah. Yeah, for me, jumping over, you know, each hurdle only makes me stronger and makes the business boom more, so.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, at the end of the day, as long as you know you've done your best for your customers and yourself, that's all you can really do.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so you've answered how did you overcome it, and it's a continual process though, yeah?
Oh, definitely, yep. Yeah. I think, you know, just realising that you're in this because it's your dream, you love it, and you're not going to stop, so you keep on going.
That's right, and you raise a really good point. It is your dream. It's no one else's dream.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
And there will always be people out there naysaying you, you know.
Yeah,
you can't do it, whatever, but you've just got to dig deep and believe in yourself, yeah?
Oh, that's right. I say for all those starting out, you know, I tell everyone, just don't ever give up. Take or leave criticism and continue on knowing that you're enacting your dream. And honestly, that's the most important part.
Yeah. Okay, so moving forward with 2021, where do you see Naturally Goat going?
Oh, look, last year was meant to be our year, but that flopped, so here comes this year.
Yep.
We're excited to just keep expanding. Yesterday actually was 6 years in business for us. So,
oh, congratulations!
So, thank you. We're excited to see where the next six take us. To keep expanding into more retail stores around Australia, hopefully worldwide.
Yep.
To continue growing our customer database and keep doing what we do best, and that's quality, healthy products.
Okay, so let me ask you this quick quiz. Yep. I mean, how do you sit with marketing? Like, do you do a lot of your own marketing? Do you use other services? Or, you know, it's a bit of a mix, you know?
Yeah, it has probably been a lot myself recently.
Yep.
Yeah, probably this year is probably going to be the first year that we'll ever bring anything else on.
Mm-hmm.
I've just hired a lovely lady who's currently doing our Facebook, Instagram, blogging, everything marketing.
Right.
Which is really exciting. So it was something that I had to hand over. I just felt that I didn't have the time for it anymore and I was letting it go. So I had to give it over to somebody who had more expertise than me in that area.
Well, that's exactly right. And you get to that in business, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way you can do it all yourself, and there's no way I can do it all myself, you know?
Exactly.
That's exactly right. And I don't know about you, I have trouble. When I first started, I had trouble making that adjustment because, you know, people aren't going to do it the same as you, no matter how good they are, you know, like it's your baby, so to speak, yeah?
Yep.
So being able to let go, but that's part of leadership and building a business as well, agree?
Oh, definitely is, yeah, and letting go of that mentality that don't we all have, you know, of, oh, I can do it better myself.
Yep.
Because if we keep trying to, we don't end up doing it better because we just go round and round in circles trying to do a million things a billion miles an hour and we don't get it done.
No, we don't. That's exactly right. And I'll be honest, I mean, there's a reason I've got a few crew now here, and that's because, one, I can't do it all myself. Two, I don't want to do it all myself. And three, a lot of my crew have skills and talents that they're just better at me at, than me at. Blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
So, and that's okay. I mean, I like that analogy that you want to hire people who are smarter than you. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. exactly. No. Yeah. I think, you know, letting them have their strength in the business, because, you know, if we all put our strengths in, then it's a win-win.
Yeah, agreed. So, okay. So, is there anything else you'd like to add before we wind this up, Miss Oriana?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so. Other than I was going to say, you know, I think I often say to, you know, my other female leaders that I'm, you know, networking with, you know, I often say that I think sometimes we can all feel that we're, you know, all sort of chasing a silly dream, but I often say, you know, go girl, you got this, because we do, and I think it matters. Don't think it matters whether you're male or female, whether you're entrepreneur, business owner, CEO, leader, whatever.
Yep.
I think we all deserve the right to do what we love, follow our dreams, passion and visions. So I think it's really important that we just keep on doing that.
And I think that's a really good summary. As I say, you're not here for a long time. You're here for a good time. So you want to try and do what you can.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. So, okay. So, listen. Okay. Let me just get into this. Now, your website is naturallygoat.com.au.
That's it. Yep.
Okay. And if people want to reach out to you from this podcast, what's the best way to do that, Ariana?
Yeah. So we've got a admin@naturallygoat.com.au email address.
Yep.
So they can email me there, or they can give me a call even on my mobile, which is 0478-709-881.
Yep. And obviously you've no doubt got social pages, Instagram and forth.
Yep. I've got all my personal ones, and then we've got the business one, which is at Naturally Goat for Facebook, or at Naturally Goat Skincare for Instagram.
Okay, well, let's leave it there, hey?
Sounds good.
Thank you so much for your time, Ariana. And as usual, it's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Oh, likewise. Thanks so much.
Thanks for your support too, and everything. You know, I really appreciate your business and our relationship. And thanks for taking part in the podcast.
No worries. Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
All right, Ariana. You have a great afternoon. I'll talk to you sooner or later. And what do you say in your email sign off? Oh, where is it?
I think it's soapy regards.
That's
Ariana.
It. Soapy regards, listeners. Please feel free to reach out to Ariana at Naturally Goat if you so desire. And Ariana, thanks again. Have a great day.
Thank you, Eddie. Cheers.
Bye-bye.